Merry Christmas once again, and welcome to the Feast of the Nativity, as it's officially known, at All Saints Church. Everyone is welcome here. The presence of each and every person here makes this celebration complete. The most honored guests at this feast are the newest ones, those who are here for the first time, those who have traveled from far away, those who come here with hesitation about entering a house of worship, those of other faith traditions or none at all. The Jesus whose birth we celebrate this holy evening is not a possession. He does not belong only to those who claim him. He took on the lowliest of births so that God could be seen by all people. And in doing so, he taught us that the divisions we build between us mean nothing at all to God. Christmas touches many different emotions. For some, it is a joyful time spent with family and friends. For others, it is a painful reminder of broken relationships or of those we love but see no longer. For still others, Christmas can be a rare confrontation with questions of faith and doubt. But for most, Christmas is a messy mixture of all these things. So regardless of what this evening means to you, know this. Christ was born into the mess of the world, not as we wish it were, but the way it is. This is part of the miracle we celebrate tonight. That's right. At Christmas, we acknowledge that God comes into the world as it is, not as we wish it were. Jesus was born into a world where corrupt rulers pursued power and ignored the weak and the innocent. The rich exploited the poor. There were wars and rumors of wars. World events determined the place and nature of Jesus' birth. Joseph and Mary were traveling from their home in Nazareth to Bethlehem to be registered because of the decree that went out from the emperor in Rome. God did not change these events, but rather worked through them. And as much of the faithful of Jesus' time may have wished for him to come as a strong and mighty savior, one who could change the world with his might, instead, he came as a little child, a baby. This was their salvation, and ours, a little baby boy. On this Christmas Eve, for just one moment, think about what it means, or what it would mean, that the redemption of humankind comes to us as a child. Children have so much to teach us adults about what to do when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. Children are vulnerable. Children are dependent. Children approach others without prejudice. Children want to play. Children are not interested in being productive, as much as we might try to make them. They're not interested in being powerful. They're not interested in being rich. The thing children want most is for you to love them, and they'll love you in return. Isn't that the thing we all still want more than anything? When Jesus was born, these were the gifts he offered us. And he offered them to everyone. So, to the children here tonight, and that means you guys especially, but all the children here, listen up. Thank you for reminding us adults about Jesus. We need to keep learning from you. Because this year, especially, the adults have been very naughty. We have forgotten all the lessons that the baby Jesus taught us. We stopped believing that being vulnerable like you makes us open to God. We started to look at dependence as weakness, not strength. We let our prejudices get the better of us. And maybe worst of all, and I really do think this might be worst of all, we decided to stop playing with one another. You know, when the playground gets tense and fights break out, usually the adults step in and they reset the games so that everyone can play together again. But what happens when the adults are the ones acting up on the playground? Who will save them from their fights? The scary thing about adults is that we think we're more sophisticated than children, in part because our weapons are bigger and scarier than the sticks and the stones on the playground. But as anyone can see from our recent behavior, adults want to be bad just as often as kids do. So we need you, kids, just like the Christ child, to show us the way forward. I lived in the former Soviet Union in Lithuania for several years before moving to New York. And my best friend there told me a Christmas story from his childhood many years ago. Like all public religious observances, Christmas was illegal under communism. And you can understand why this was a source of great anguish for millions, and especially for the devout Roman Catholics who lived where I was. Families tended in those times to observe Christmas in secret. And if they were discovered, they could face punishment at their jobs or in school. My friend told me how there was a particularly strict assistant principal at his elementary school. And one December, she came into his classroom, unannounced. She interrupted the teacher, and she demanded that the children tell her whether their families planned to celebrate Christmas or not. Now, at first there was silence, because even these fourth graders knew that the consequences could be terrible for their families and for themselves if they told the truth. But just then, the kids looked around at one another, and one by one, they raised their hands. They did it in defiance. My friend said he sat in awe as he watched the little boys and girls in his class declare their faith in the face of this scary woman, someone who represented something even larger and scarier than herself. These children had more courage and less fear than their parents, even though they had just as much to lose. They made themselves vulnerable, and they worked together to defend what they knew was right. I mean, think about it. Not even a totalitarian regime could take Jesus away from these fourth graders. They knew that he belonged to them and that they belonged to him. Every time I think of this story, I think of Scripture. Isaiah foretold that a child would be born and that he would be a great light for the people who walked in darkness. In the story of Jesus' birth, even the power of an entire empire could not overcome the grace of one little child. God's message to us is clear. The same grace of that first Christmas night will be our salvation, even in this time. We must have faith in the child who is given to us. We must be imitators of the Christ child, finding strength in humility, hope in unlikely grace, and above all, love. Love in all people and in the whole of creation. We've already been shown how to get out of a mess, and it looks a lot like Christmas. If you are thinking this is a tall order, you're right. As we grow up, we experience the pains of living. We are hurt, and we hurt others. Our wounds can turn us sour, and we can begin to forget about the miracle of this life that has been given to us freely and in exchange for nothing at all. When that happens, really bad things start to occur. Grown-ups become brats and bullies. But listen up. Don't fear the bullies. Have pity on them, because they have more fear than you. Matthew tells us that Herod sent an army to find the baby Jesus and kill him. How humiliating must it be to fear an innocent little child? How lonely must it be to spend your life defending your tiny little corner and your little things that you're grasping onto for dear life? How sad it must be to fear opening yourself up to all that is good and right and true, to be scared of joining a world where all God's children are welcome and celebrated equally. And yet, this is a mistake any one of us could make if we let the trials of life overshadow the light that God has placed within us already, even this evening. So there is good news this Christmas Eve. As much as the baby in that manger belongs to all humanity, there is a child deep inside every one of us, and nothing can destroy that child. That inner child knows what Christmas means and will never forget. Just as a newborn seems freshly sent from another realm, the child within us all lives close to our souls and beckons us tenderly to tend to those souls. So perhaps this evening, a tiny voice is crying out from within you, calling out softly, tenderly, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace toward all whom God favors." Amen.